I'd like to thank you all for coming to the Economic Development, Tourism, Housing, Planning, and Transit Committee, February 4th, 2016, 7 p.m. Please, we still have an upgrade call our role.
Ms. Maloney?
Present.
Dr. Schwartz-Berkey?
Present.
James Golan?
Present.
Ron Lapp?
He's...
Okay.
Inside.
Meredith
Mayer,
and Hector Rodriguez.
All right. Everyone was circulated with the minutes of our January 19th meeting. And I have read them. Thank you, Hector. Is there a second to Mr. Lester Rodriguez? Bold statement. Are there any additional deletions or corrections to anyone who may have seen them?
Okay, on that note.
Bearing no discussion, all those signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Thank you. We have two guest presentations this evening, one by the Director of the Office of Economic Services, Business Services in Ulster County, Ms. Suzanne Holt. Suzanne, you have the floor, please.
Thank you.
Hoping to take a few minutes. There are some new members. I wanted to talk for a few minutes about the history of economic development in Ulster County and then talk about where we are today and going forward. So, for those of you who are familiar here before, the county executive, the county contracted with UCDC to provide economic development services. And when the county executive first took office, he created the Office of Business Services, and UCDC still existed. It wasn't as effective as it could be, so in 2013, the county executive brought economic development into the office. So we took over, we have the Office of Economic Development, and we also have the Ulster County Economic Development Alliance, which UCDC became the Ulster County Economic Development Alliance. And we're also staffed to the IDA. So it really is one-stop shopping for the entire business community for business services. And I want to talk to you about the contract that we have today, but I also just want to put it into context with the other things that we do. So economic development, I mean, the big thing that we really work on is helping our current businesses to grow and thrive. I think that's our number one mission, and I want to make sure that you're all aware that if you have businesses that need help, call me. You know, call my office. We are a resource for all of you to help our businesses and to help your constituents. So I do a legislative call on a regular basis, and we are here to help at all times. And so it's helping our current businesses, it's helping startups, and then it's also doing marketing and business attraction to keep the tax base growing and businesses and the economy thriving here. Some of the services that we provide, financing and incentives, I think one of the big things we do is to help businesses, nonprofits, and municipalities to apply for grants. We do a lot of grant writing services and bring millions of dollars into the county every year through that, as well as financing, helping small businesses, writing business plans, getting financing from banks, introductions. The bank, you know, what they're looking for changes on a regular basis, and so we stay on top of all of that, and are able to introduce business owners to banks that are looking for the kinds of work that they're doing. Site selection, we maintain a database of commercial sites that are available. We also maintain relationships with all the commercial realtors, and whenever there's a business looking for a certain site, we try to provide them with whatever we have available in the county. And the third category of services that we provide is sort of the kitchen sink of services. It's business counseling. I call it business concierge services. It's introducing this one to that one. You know, there's a lot of that. People call and they say, can you introduce me to somebody who does this, or I need help with that, or, you know, can you introduce me to the county DPW or the county health department? I had somebody call, actually yesterday, Ulster County employer, and say, we need CPR training, you know, AED, defibrillator training. Can you, you know, we always do this a company in New York City, but we want to hire locally. So I sent that over to our health department, and our health educator responded with a list of local companies that do that kind of work. So, you know, for that service, it's the bulk of what we do that I think is incredibly valuable, and, you know, it's not, our staff does it, so there's not an expense to it, so it doesn't show up in the contract in front of you, but I just want to make sure that you're aware of that as well. So, before I talk about marketing, is there any questions?
I'm So in terms of, you know, your daily, you know, not daily, you know, your current content workflow, you know, how much time is this being spent on business attraction and how much is being spent on expansion retention?
I think at least 90% or more of my time is spent on retention and expansion.
Okay.
And less than 10%
spent on marketing. Okay. So, I mean, like, you know, what was the largest retention in the past, you know, 2 years?
I mean, a big one that was in the press, a lot of things I don't feel comfortable talking about.
Okay.
You know, companies don't always want, they don't want to share the employees and whatnot, but I was in trouble, was in the press, 200-plus employees in Highland, and they were really threatening to leave. They, the president and CEO, is also the president and CEO of the Latin American division, and he was looking at sites, and he basically said, we need cash to stay. And I was able to get the IDA to come up with some money quickly, and then that was able to leverage Central Hudson. And in the meantime, the county executive really pushed hard to get some, to get the governor's office in here to help them. And they also came in with a grant, and they eventually made a 7-year commitment to stay. So I would say that's the big, that was, you know, there's other projects like that that I'm not really comfortable talking about because they weren't in the press, so I don't know what their own employees know. I will just say with Precision Flow, you know, a few people said to me, well, why didn't you help them? And we can't help businesses that go out. You know, if a business decides that it's going to leave because it's in its own financial interest to leave, and they don't tell us, they don't, you know, and Precision Flow is a business that we have worked with in the past. So they know what we do and they know that we're available. But if they don't tell us that they don't ask for help in staying, and the first time we hear about it is in the newspaper or when they give a warn letter to the, you know, Department of Labor, there's really nothing, they don't want to stay.
And I'll talk to you about this maybe offline, but I do have some questions about that.
Sure. No, I think that's a really good point because when I first started, you know, I asked to come to this meeting quarterly and I made an effort to come, you know, I'll come whenever I'm asked, but if I'm not asked, and, you know, a month or two or three goes by, I always do ask. I've been here every 2 months. And I think, you know, for the legislators that I work with, my door's always open, I'm always here, you have my cell phone number. So feel free. It's not a meeting time and you have a question, please call me. So tonight we're specifically going to talk about the marketing component, the contract with the EDA. So for those of you who are not aware, the Economic Development Alliance is a public-private partnership. Two members of legislature, the chair and the vice chair of legislature sit on that committee, of the EDA, of the Economic Development Alliance.
We have title
seats. Right. And then members of the county executive team as well as private. The chair is Julie Weinstein, from the businesswoman from Ellenville, and Wartod is also another member of that committee, so it's public and it's private. And it's really great to get their input on the marketing and attraction. You know, Jennifer and I had talked on the phone today about the fact that there's a lot of different things that we could be doing. You know, if we had millions of dollars, we could be doing a lot of other things. We have to kind of, you know, pick and choose and do what we think is best. But having this public-private board contribute to what we end up doing, I think makes it a better work product. Just wanted to talk and I'll hand these out before I go. Starting with the first year I came in 2013, We hired Focus Media to brand us and get us some professional collateral because we didn't have anything. And so they did a great job helping us with the county's website, with the web pages for the Office of Economic Development, and we developed brochures for here's the IDA, here's the fact sheet for Ulster County, and then this is the brochure that we use to attract businesses from out of the county. So I have a copy of each of this for all of you today. And lots more, I don't know if there's any businesses that you want me to share with. So year one, we branded, because we took the name Office of Economic Development, Economic Development Alliance, we did the website, we did a video, and we did all new professional collateral that we can now go out in public and market ourselves. For year two, we wanted to hire, we did hire Peter Fairweather, who's a local consultant, to do a targeted industry analysis to figure out how we should best target our economic development dollars. And I don't remember if it was Mary Beth or Tracy asking a question about why we were also doing the Tech Entrepreneur campaign at the same time, and was I doing the car before the horse, and I said I thought I was doing the cart next to the horse. So I think that's what we ended up doing. I think we, Peter Fairweather took a significant part of the year to do a very detailed analysis and study about what we should be doing. And at the same time, we did a Tech Entrepreneur campaign trying to lure small business owners up to Ulster County. And we did. We had some real successes. So what I have for you today is a summary of that campaign as well as the collateral that we put together, and I was hoping that I could show you the video. Is that okay? Can I show that video? And the this is not it. Okay, so if you go to Ulster for Business, this was the video that Focus Media did for us first year, which was excellent, but it was very broad for all businesses. And then last year we did another one that was targeted to 10 entrepreneurs. Ulster, Ulster for Business.
Thank you.
Obviously, I know you just have a lot of interest, you know, based off of that, and that's great. How many businesses have actually leased up here thus far in the past, I guess, from when that ad, I guess, was initially?
So I can only talk to one that I deal with directly. I mean, I don't know how many people have moved up here that just have come because they're growing. The office space is getting more and more hard to come by in a town. But the people on the bus who came up, one of them has brought her, is bringing her business up to Woodstock. She has taken them to Woodstock already, but she has a medical pharmaceutical billing business, a tech business that, you know, she does some sort of billing for Medicaid, for...
How many places does she have?
I want to say about a dozen. She's got employees right now. They're in New York City and they're in New Jersey, and I'm not sure that she's planning on moving those, but she's planning on being here more, and she's planning on hiring the new people here. So, but she said it hadn't occurred to her before, you know, this campaign, that she's like, oh my God, why aren't I spending as much time as I can here? And then a few weeks ago, another gentleman came up with one of his colleagues who also has a separate business. She has a fashion consulting business, and he has an advertising and PR firm. And they both came up for the day to look at sites in New Paltz and Kingston and Bedford, so where they could locate and what they could do. So it's anecdotal, but it's, you know, the buzz is real. And when I'm talking to our local business, like even Aaron Quinn, he was interviewed here, his friend, you know, he told his friend how much he loves living here, and his friend just called me. He's got a tech company, but he would look to, he's doing a knife company with his brother, and so he wanted to find out about if they can move the knife, if they can open, not move it, it doesn't exist yet, but they want to do a high-end knife company that will sell at Williams-Sonoma and all the high-end stores, and so I hooked him up with our manufacturer, Jimmy Cardolino, who would know what he needs for manufacturing. Because we have a lot of resources here that he might be able to tap into. And so just trying to help him to meet people who could help him to make sure that the business does land here. I just have a summary here that I'll pass out of what we did last year. It would be, it really was focused on high tech. We sponsored the New York Tech Meetup, and Ken actually had the brilliant idea of us bringing ice cream. So there were a number of sponsors, and nobody had anybody in front of their tables, but our table with Adirondack St. Marie ice cream had a line the entire night. And Raleigh had gotten these brand ambassadors that included us and some other people. Raleigh Green was the advertising agency we used. And so we could talk to the people in the line waiting for the ice cream. You know, invite them to come up on the tour, invite them to come up at other times, give them our literature, give them our information. And it was a sold-out event. There were about 700 or 800 tech entrepreneurs at this event. And so we definitely want to do that again. We also took a bus from Ulster County down for the night for that event, and we filled it with Ulster County tech people. Something else that sort of came out of this campaign, which I didn't go into expecting, but I think it's a real win, was that it brought the tech community together up here, and it made them feel really good about being up here. One of the things we did on the bus tour, we had about 40-something tech entrepreneurs in New York City the 6 months in New York City, we brought them to those two times that we had their undivided attention. So we brought them up on the bus to New Paltz, and Lisa Berger, who's the Office of Employment and Training, and Dan Friedman, who's the Dean of the School of Engineering at City New Paltz, got on the bus and talked to them from the New Paltz Park and Ride up to Mohonk about workforce issues and answered all their workforce questions. Then they got off the bus at Mohonk, they had some time to walk around, and they had a beautiful lunch, got back on the bus, and Andy Kirko-Levin, who is the was the president of the Ulster County Board of Realtors, got on the bus at Mohonk and talked to them about real estate, going from Mohonk to Kingston. So those are the two times that we had all of them undivided attention, and we thought workforce and real estate were going to be the two big questions. They got off the bus in time to walk around the farmer's market, and then they got to Dragon Search just as the thunderbolts in the sky opened and an enormous storm came. And for any of you who haven't been to the Dragon Search site, it's right down the street, and it's incredibly beautiful, and it's a workplace that anybody would want to work in, and it's an old converted car dealership, I think it is, and all the brick walls are exposed, and it's super beautiful. And while we were there, we invited all kinds of Ulster County tech people to be sort of tech ambassadors, and we went around the room, and everybody introduced themselves. And it took close to 2 hours, and I think it was amazing for the people who were visiting. It was amazing for people who were there from Ulster County to see who their peers were. A lot of them didn't know each other, and it was just so it was a great event for everybody. And then we took them from there back on the bus to the Peel, which and we did a little boat ride on the Peel, and then took them back to New York City. So I think that was a huge success, and I'm not sure that we need to recreate that exact event, but we have some other ideas. So the, what we'd like to do for 2016 is three things, and one of them is to add on to grow this tech entrepreneur sector. We think Peter Fairweather's report confirms that this is a good sector for Ulster County to be targeting, and you know, they don't create a ton of jobs, but they can create some jobs, and they're also, they have, there's one problem, there's certain people we want living here and living in our community and spending in our community and going to our shops and eating in our restaurants. So, and they don't need a lot of infrastructure, they don't need, you know, natural gas and 18-foot ceilings and, you know, warehouse space and everything else. So, one of the three things we'd like to do in 2016 is to continue with the tech entrepreneur community. A second area of focus is instead of a cluster, it's more of a vertical sector, is weekenders and tourists. So it's people who love it here anyway. And, you know, basically Sunday night, you really want to go home. You know, something to that effect. You could live here, you could work here, you could, you know, bring your business here or expand your business here. We had a meeting with realtors right at this table a few weeks ago. We had about 15 Ulster County realtors here. They love it. They gave us some ideas about what they would like to see that would help them to sell Ulster County for people to bring their businesses. And so that's the second sector. The third sector that we're looking at is value-added food products. So we've heard a lot anecdotally that there's not enough capacity. That Jim Hyland, who owns Farm to Table Co-Packers at Tech City, is a co-packing operation. People come to him with seeds and he turns it into, you know, spreads. And people come to him with tomatoes and he turns it into tomato sauce. And he can't take anything else. And he says lots of people are coming to him all the time. There's a freezer space issue. I know at the new Woolworth, the old Woolworth building, at 311 Wall Street here in uptown Kingston, they're talking about putting in three commercial kitchens as well as freezer space in the basement. Two of those commercial kitchens will be for rent. But we really don't know if that's sufficient. We don't know what the demand is. We don't really know what the demand is, and we don't know who would come if we built it. So the third thing that I want to do is to do some sort of study, and I talked to Hudson Valley Agribusiness Development Center about what it would take to do a study to figure out what we have and what if we had more, who would come and what would they use.
So what's your plan, I guess, on expansion or extensions, other than, yes, I know that it's costing a lot, but what's your proactive kind of plan on that front?
So, first of all, a lot of that is whoever calls. we're available at all times, and we help them with whatever they ask for.
Are you reaching out to them, though, in terms of...
Yeah, so in order to get our name out and tell them about what we do, we host a number of educational events, webinars, seminars, conferences, breakfasts, and we try to promote those events and at those events, tell people what we're doing and try to make sure that they know we're there. We're also just maintaining relationships with a lot of our employers. So, you know, we're out in the community and we're talking to them, and if anything comes up that looks like it would be of interest to them, they send it over. A lot of it's one-on-one communication, and a lot of it's like maintaining relationships with Carol King from the Household Industries and Vinnie Condolino, who are like in the manufacturing sector, or Jim Highland or Amy Hepworth in the food, you know, in the farming industry, and some of the other farmers, Cornell Cooperative, Brooke Pickering Cole from the food club. You know, a lot of it is just constant conversations with all these people. And there are Deborah Duan from the Roundup Valley Growers Association, and Richard Travers from the Roundup Valley Business Association. So that when they know that when businesses come to them, they know to refer them to us.
Any other questions for Suzanne?
So Suzanne and I had a nice conversation today and talked about my, I mean, I have many questions, as you know, background and economic development, but I want to focus on just two, because obviously you have to move forward with something, and I think the main question I had was that it felt to me in reading this analysis that its strategy was still needed to flesh out, strategy still needs to be fleshed out, but something that would really give you targets, you know, goals, measures, a way of evaluating your success and habits, and just sort of understanding how you're making progress, if you're making progress, because every legislator has also a wealth of knowledge and context and relationships. We want to work with you to make this work, so we need to know where you're working and where you're having difficulty moving forward. So I think that if there were more of a detailed strategy to do that, we could be more supportive of that. And so just as an example, because there are many where I think we can talk about strengthening this into more of a strategic plan. Well, we don't have much of work in the budget, so we should go to ADC, and start to leverage maybe some of their marketing. I think their budget is very small for marketing as well. So I think if you wanted to do that, you have to really test out how you would do that, rather than just saying...
I don't really think that that's something that we're going to do.
Okay.
Yeah, we help them. We give them money for their budget. They're not
going to do that. So I'm just saying it's a different point of how this analysis is an old strategy, and where we would like to...
I agree totally. I see that really as a role of this committee.
Yeah.
About policy and strategy. Right. Implementing, again, we're implementing a policy created under culture, but also monitoring.
Right.
All of us would agree it's time for a refresh. So.
Well, in fact, this confirms that the findings of Culture Tomorrow were actually quite accurate. They found the same four general categories, because based on pretty detailed data. But what I feel is lacking here, which wasn't necessarily lacking out tomorrow, it's just very complex, is strategy for moving forward, working with partners, and measuring goals.
One other thing that I didn't mention that I think both of you know Tim Rudeman, he started working in our office, and one of his strengths is community economic development.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we're going to be doing going forward is meeting with each of the towns and figuring out what exactly they need and want. What they want, really, and then trying to help them, because really the county can only do so much. If a town doesn't want a business or, you know, wants to go in a certain direction, then they have to be a firm role, and that's the way it is. So I am looking forward to that process of meeting with each of the towns and trying to get a sense of how we can help them individually to meet their goals. One other thing that I just didn't point out that I should have pointed out is just how busy we are right now with growth all over the county. We have projects really in every municipality, but big projects, big significant projects that are going on all over the county that we're working with. So I think that's really talking about it, you know, and some of them are expansion. So in Buttermilk Falls, for example, I feel comfortable talking about in Milton, it's time to make expansion. And there's other, you know, local business owners that that have expansion plans that I'm working with very closely.
And so there's now there's an example I work very closely with Buttermilk Falls with Flatter, and they had limited tour capacity. It has to be increased, so I don't know where you were with that, but this is where the legislators who have experience in the community could be of help working with you. So what I'm suggesting is maybe we talk about more of an open discussion about how the strategy is developed and how we can
Sure, I would love that.
We would love that.
Yeah.
The other thing I just want to bring up is social media. So I'm on the board of several things, and it looks at promote. It's about tourism, economic development, Reason Vocal, as you know, and the social media campaign in the past, to me, I haven't been as visible as I would like it to be. For example, the first time I saw that video, that as people in the room for the test, I'm on social media all the time, and I'm plugged into all the groups, so if it was really going viral, I would see it.
Well, that was targeted to your city.
Hundreds of friends in Brooklyn who would have sent it back to me. So what I'm saying is, you could use even people like me who you know are plugged in. So I think there's some expertise in social media that might be worth tapping into. I heard that, you know, Raleigh is contracting with Dragon Search. They understand that process of circle of contact.
Yeah,
that can start viral. And I think that it's worth understanding who those agents are, those community developers are, and maybe making that strategy stronger. Is that something that we could hear back about?
Sure. And again, like I said, I'll come to any meeting you invite me to. If I don't hear from you in a while, I'll ask every 3 months to come. But if I hear from you sooner, I'll come every month. You know, I'm here as often as you'd like.
Or even on a separate occasion, getting to know yourself about those goals and strategies.
Sure.
Jennifer, just a question. I can remember being in a meeting with you several years ago in the town of Ulster regarding smart growth, and you went around to all of the municipalities in the county, and you just mentioned sewer at Buttermilk Falls. What did you perceive from, you know, touring the county, the feeling of the supervisors or, you know, planners or anything, any of those people, where they wanted the development?
Well, you know, we're working on the Greenway Compact, which still hasn't been completed. I don't know where it is. But at the time, most of them were very amenable to growing sort of compact growth boundaries so that they could show that they were supportive of the Smart Growth Infrastructure Act, which was actually in development at that time, because they could qualify for greater money and so forth in the future. And that kind of money, $100 million for infrastructure, is being made available in the coming round, as I understand. We need to be really on top of that. Most of them were very supportive of that, but at the time, there was less of the kind of money that there is now for it. I think they would be more helpful. I think that the Greenway Compact, although, again, a lot of people don't understand the role of planning, but the longer conversation, planning is can line you up to the right funding. If you state that's your goal, that's how Kingston has leveraged so much money in the last 5 years. So I think working with communities to leverage that kind of funding through the CFA is something that I could help you with, but I think it's also very warmly accepted by most supervisors on both sides of the aisle.
Excuse me, found at the town of Ulster, but I know there are some municipalities that just like things the way they are. So.
Well, we can talk about how
to do so. Yes. Okay. Any other questions for Sue?
Just a statement. This is my first exposure to it. Love the video. I love the sectors that you're chasing. Good job.
Thank you.
What are you talking
about?
That's right.
Yeah.
One time you let me in the meeting?
Yes.
That night. Long story.
I will leave these prescriptions. We don't have to go to the
Well, so I think Rick and his team do an amazing job with social media at the tournament. So I think that's, and I'm not sure that we're not pursuing the arts. I think that this is just what we're starting with. Well, that's one of the resources, right. But I think that, even if you look at the end of Peter Fairweather's report, he sort of has this stage in every 3 or 5 years.
Okay. I think, for example, Kingston Arts District is really growing. It's not just arts creators, makers, innovators. So I'm just wondering if you could talk more, since you know, about how you can continue to work with us on that, which is a little brand.
Yeah, and I've worked with Kevin O'Connor on his grants, and, spent lots of money, and I'm happy to. It's exciting.
Just to let businesses know, I met this morning with the executive director of New York City EPA, and over the next several years into the year 2022, they're going to periodically shut down the Catskill Aqueduct, which is going to put a lot of these communities that you're going to be bringing people to out of water, at least in the short term, so be aware of that, so you're not bringing them there at the wrong time.
I mean, my understanding is that each town or each municipality is working on a separate water source. So I live in New Paltz, so I know it's an issue where I live. But I will definitely, another thing in the vein of infrastructure you're talking about is broadband. It does appear that we're going to be, this merger with Time Warner. And new charter, we should really have significant upgrades to broadband.
I would make a suggestion, though, because some of those towns are looking at alternates that are short-term and very not down the end of your nose.
Okay.
If you expanded their infrastructure into other towns to supply water that has that's a fast loop going future, that opens up areas for economic development in the future that...
We'd like to do that with Marlboro and Woods, for example. That's
that was my example.
I think you're totally right.
Instead of backfeeding from New Windsor on CF5A, if they were to put the line in from Lloyd into Marlboro, that opens up that
that's
whole area.
I would love to work with
that. New Pulse, by the way.
I'd rather them get it from Lloyd than my name.
We could go all night, but
I think
one of those examples where there was a lot of backpedaling on that, where they really limited against the previous progress that was made in terms of short growth and against...
That's one of your biggest hurdles.
Yeah.
Well, Suzanne is here. Could we take resolution 18 out of order? Okay. Is there a motion?
I'm going to move it. Discuss it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll
second it.
Okay.
After you have
a... Thank you. You should all have it printed up. Basically, to amend the contract, it's going to be in Schedule A.
Okay.
So to amend, or to add a Section E, that the EDA shall provide the legislature's Economic Development Committee with, is the chair for your direction, quarterly reports of activity and expenditure. Reports shall provide breakdowns in each line item. And to amend Section G, which says program administration, EDA shall provide administrative support of county programs, including but not limited to the revolving loan fund, shovel ready and ready to go programs, but providing a clarification there. The last part, actually, I'll hold off on. You'll see on there as you resolve. We actually do use that language, by the way, with other contracts and other departments, but I found out before, last year, the only amount that you could spend was $1,000. Is that correct, Mr. Grinnell?
We've spent even more.
No, okay, but out of the cap, but out of this specific allocation.
It's your full accounting, but it's a small
amount. It was a very small amount. You said it was about $1,000, right?
I won't miss shares over $1,000. So really, Mr. Chair, just those two amendments to Schedule A.
In reality, we're not going to just spend money because it's available to spend.
Understood.
But it's certainly nice to have a small reserve of dollars so that if something comes up, you want to act on it quickly, that it's there and can be done. We're not talking about large sums of money in an economic zone of power. We're talking about $150,000.
Understood.
So,
has there been a second for Legislator Rodriguez's amendment? Jennifer, thank you. After this discussion, before we vote, I'd like to offer just a friendly amendment. You'll make, if you make the amendment, if you're amenable. Why don't we make it quarterly, or the Ulster County EDA does not meet on a regular basis, so why don't we make that the report comes after the meeting, the month after. You follow me?
Yeah,
because at that meeting, C.J. Rio, the CPA, will give the board an update on the finances. Then we can come here.
But the meetings are quarterly, right? That's why
not necessarily.
Okay.
Sometimes you'll have, one, in a couple of months.
Okay. I had it monthly originally, Mr. Chair. I made it quarterly.
I put a suggestion. I thank you for that.
If you want to change it now to have it be more often, meaning after meetings of the EDA.
No, I think it would be smarter. Hector, I think it would be smarter because then they would be presented to the EDA board by a CPA, and then you'd have the accuracy and they'd be brought here.
I would do that as a very warm and friendly event.
Thank you for that.
I know that everyone around this table is very serious about voting economic development in the county, and we're here 14 hours a day, and we want to work with you, and an individual legislator has some ideas and will brainstorm. We'll make the time to do it, and I think you'll see that the work of the EDA over the last couple of years, there's never been a nod here on the floor. We collaborate. We're trying to do the best thing that we can with these individuals. And I think, again, I'm really proud of what we accomplished last year, and I'm looking forward to what we do this year.
Thank you. Any further discussion? There's a motion and a second on the amendment. You'll get the language that will be presented at the meeting after the EDA meeting. Motion on the amendment. Is there all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Motion on the resolution. Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Thank you, everyone. All right, moving on. Our second presentation, we have the pleasure of having Josh Summers here from Focus Media. Rick, you want to open it or
We have quite a trip around here for us and directors. I'm very happy to have Kathy Lowe here from the Cruise and Rosie Board. Josh Summers is the CEO of Focus Media, for our advertising agency for the last 5 years, and we have Tony Marino here, account exec from Focus Media. You all should have recorded the PowerPoint presentation too, digitally, but we'd love to have you look at these too. For those of you who are new and don't know, we're the official tourism agency of Ulster County. Our office is 20 Broadway, down in Strand. Unlike Suzanne, we don't give away ice cream, but if you come down to our office.
We'll let you get
Here's what I'm offering. You come down to our office, love to give you a tour. We go across the street and have great cannolis with Suzanne. I'll eat them by. Are we ready? Okay. we're going to kind of tag team this a little bit. Certain portions of the presentation I'll be giving, and then Josh Summers and Tony Marino. And I just want to say, we'll get into our accomplishments and our goals going forward later on, but we've had focus meetings for 5 years. Every year our numbers have gone up. We're very happy with the performance, and we do a fantastic job that Suzanne alluded to in her office, and we're hoping to retain that. Go ahead, Josh.
Thank you, everyone. For letting us present this evening. Just a very brief background. What I've met most of you at this point recently. We're a firm of 1 in 20 professionals. I started the company when I was 9, so held around 14 years, which in today's business world is a good sign of a healthy company. It's been a great ride. I've really enjoyed it. How we've grown before. 9 of those years, I'm sure, I've had a good time. The number one barometer is success in the room where you have that. But we've also won a lot of awards from your season on development council and second floor in the service industry. This 2011, I believe. That's certainly a good sign of three. We've done a lot of best in class in the industry in the state. So we're definitely kind of going in the right direction to doing good things. When you talk about what are different points of difference for at least our firm, we're a full service, so we're very comprehensive and holistic in the approach to the use of a client. So instead of just being comfortable in print, just comfortable in VR, or just comfortable in digital, we work in all those mediums. We're able to do a customer check of what the best need is for a client. And we'll enter PR week with the largest in the state on 7.5 and 5 in Rochester. And we've one of the best brands in the country of all industries. We're in an instant gratification world. That video that Suzanne did this year, I believe, was from one of the creative media. We actually had a suite in his office because they were wanting to be editing videos. You're a great partner to us. But in the world we're in, people want to go online and in 2 or 3 minutes get a vibe. And our first year with Culture County Tourism, we did 2 videos, Places to Stay and Things to Do, which are really the 2 top areas that people want to learn about. Over the last 5 years, we've had the chance to do several other videos. Over the last couple of months, we actually just produced a video about craft beverage. That is a huge sector for the Hudson Valley region in general. We also played a real snippet of that to give you a flavor of some of the cool things we're doing with Ocean Tours.
There's so much to do, and that's a lot of things that bring people to this community and to specifically TGNL. Bought this property to sell campus for 36 acres, 3,000 feet of riverfront, and many working buildings. I discovered that there were no distilleries in New York, and there hadn't been since Prohibition, which really lit off a light in my head, because we're just 75 miles from New York, the largest market for alcohol in the country. We had first quarter advantage. We could see that there would be a great enormous advantage to starting in the year.
Here in Ulster County, we're fortunate to have a combination of physical beauty, wonderful wine growing conditions, as well as our proximity to the metropolitan area. At Thin Model, our history runs deep. We're not only the oldest continuously producing vineyard in New York State, we're the oldest continuously producing vineyard in the United States.
Here at Thin Model, you can experience really great tasting and tasting room, take a bottle of wine outside, have it with your friends, your family, you can bring your dog too, maybe have some lunch from the wood fire pizza oven. We also do tours down at the cellars and up the vineyards. We have festivals here in September and October to celebrate our winemaking.
We really hope when people come to visit us here that they're looking to try their cider, or even if they're looking to try it, they've never tried it before, but they're coming here with that adventurous attitude that right now we are in the middle of nowhere, we're on the back road, we're kind of hidden away. We're a destination where people call, and we're really hoping that they take away an appreciation for the fact that it's a craft beverage. It starts here in the Hudson Valley. We grow all the apples on the property, so they can see everything. They can come here and see the process from start to finish and really take away an understanding of what it is
When you come to TGNM, you should expect casual. You know, we throw peanut shells on the floor, we have picnic tables all over the place, there's a brewery dog, a couple of cats, people are, you know, bring their animals sometimes and set up in the beer garden. On Thursdays through Saturdays, sometimes Thursdays through Sundays, we've always got a lot of music playing, we're always going to the tours, people always ask what time the tours are. We're pretty casual about that. As soon as somebody types up and demands to show around the brewery, we're happy to tell them to grab their beer and come on, we're walking through the brewery and show the space where we make the beer and how we make the beer. This is a double town. It's sort of a visual piece. We have all this shiny copper and stainless steel and this steam making noise. So it's our tourists are very popular. We encourage people to bring their children along to see all this exciting equipment and learn about how we do what we do. We also teach them how the spirits are made in the course of the tour. So by the time they finish the tour, they understand how those things that they've ordered and trained are actually produced.
And it is a attract people to Ulster County with the natural beauty it has to offer, combined with craft beverage, quality state and living that's going on here in the valley. It's just everywhere. Plus its proximity to Northern New Jersey, Manhattan, and Brooklyn. It makes it easy for people to experience something that they most likely didn't want to do when they were driving in the back of the whole time.
So that was just one example. We also have a golf video that was in production network.
Sure, and to touch on Jennifer's point, yes, we can break this down into short 30-second and 60-second versions. And we have plans for 2016, including a 30-second commercial video at the night, hopefully, in the New York Festival of Marriage, I'm sure we're going to get some of these. But, you know, as you know, the attention span, you know, we could definitely do that. First, some of you may know that I like golf. But in addition to me liking golf, it is it's a big part of our economy. We have 12 semi-private golf courses, and even during the recession in 2019, just to show you how committed some of our business people are, Dr. Tony Bakke, who bought a home in Saudi. He bought a tract of land, they just want a golf course. And he's developed that into an 18-hole golf course, put it in a village too. It's got great wedding and convention space. I don't know if any of you have been to the
name.
Yeah, included in anything. So golf courses are something that I know. I go to golf shows. There's a lot of interest in the New Jersey market, Pennsylvania, Connecticut market. So they thought it only natural to do a golf video. We took a lot of drone footage again. It was out in Bowdoin Media of our golf courses this summer, and it's under production. And I know Greg Westfield, who's a sneak preview of his chamber, we'll show that out in there. Some stunning photos of video, particularly drone. The drone is spectacular. It's not only the golf course, we're going over and over in some of our best properties. And it's just, I think they're really going to see it. I love to bring it back to the community and the family and spend it in the summer.
Who started it?
It's higher than
that hour.
Not the county, sir.
Where's the sheriff? Where's the sheriff? The original video that we did was back in front of the drone footage of the week after that, so the first day was made. You know, getting aerial was so much more affordable than it was 5 years ago when we were wrecking helicopters. So it's a great thing. Well, one thing I want to touch on, we're talking about the advertising. One of the things we're contemplating for 16 is taking these videos and actually getting short versions of them for YouTube advertising, so people can find us on YouTube again or down in searches. But in this case, if they're contextually looking for things to do in the chat skill, things to do upstream short personality, indeed, you can serve them in advance. So these videos, we're hoping to further leverage the paid
advertising. It's every single dollar.
Yeah.
Every dollar.
It's a win. You want something to
do? Yeah. Briefly, we do a lot of ongoing cooperative advertising promotions for some of our big events. Last year, the downtown Chief of Business Association came to us. And I'm sure some of you have been to the night market. They wanted to actually help them promote that. And it's been a pretty big success. And I know they're moving forward. This year on Friday night. The Ulster County Fair, which did a lot of cooperative advertising meetings, 50% from them, 50% from us. They came to us 5-6 years ago. And it takes a little while, but we did a lot of branding and advertising. In the last 2 years, they have record crowds over 50,000, so I'm hoping that our efforts helped in that regard. I know they did with the Nation and Ours Impressive Voice. The organizers came to us 6 years ago. They had one day, 500 people, and now it's 6 days, and the last figure was over 7,000 in Tunisia. It's been a huge economic boom in that area. By the way, anybody have any questions? Go ahead, Jen. It has to be really the potential to draw a lot of business to the county, or they are already drawing business. So you can see the fair, the Ulster County Fair was big, spring engagement biennial event. So we pick and choose. There's a lot of, there's some also. Yes, there are. Yeah, we have another 7 or 8 stellar new successful that didn't happen last year. But I know they're happening this year, which is good news. We've got we helped this year, the Allen's producing video that's online now. We'll get into it real briefly. My administration, along with some of the office, $100,000 deal with the Allen's brand, and there's a lot of things. But we try to spread it around the county. And it doesn't have to be an overwhelming event that goes great every year. If there's a potential need there, they come to our office and they show us a good plan. Okay, now you're ready. Regional collaborations, we do a lot of that. We're actually, Ulster County is very lucky. I live in New York. We're the only county that has dual designation in the regional collaboration that you're working on. Hudson Valley Tourism is a 10-county region. The tourism directors from the 10 counties. I happen to be the president this year. Cascade Association for Tourism Services is 4 counties. And it's another way to, we get each one of the counties gets matching funds with those resolutions with last month. So what we do is part of that money, we collaborate, we basically put it in the pool, and we advertise. We each have a tourism website, Cascade Association tourism website. So we're drawing a whole group of new people from those collaborations, and it's been very successful. And going forward, like 2009, I'm sure, I can't remember this, we got no money, matching funds were zero. So, try to convey back to me, don't you? anybody. But anyway, now we get Culture County gets $70,000, you know, which is good. So it puts the good news, mostly website development and advertising. So that's that. We have Travaguide. I'm happy to announce that for the sixth year in a row, we got an award for our 2015-2016 travel guide. Actually, I'm just going to pass this along. We just approved this cover. We worked with Tourism Advisory Board. This is what's going to be on our cover next year. We distributed 120,000 travel guides throughout Ulster County. Then other contiguous counties, there's say Thruway, AAA, in New Jersey, Pennsylvania. Other than the website, it's probably our biggest market. And then we've got to work for it, but it's been a very successful way to promote the county. Last year, we got a lot of buzz from the Rosendale Trestle after we had it on our cover. I don't know if you've seen it in AAA magazine. So they had that. They saw that coming, they said, oh, here's the street. We're happy to put that on cover AAA, and that went out to a whole group of people in the New York region, members of AAA. We had a new Ulster County campaign, which will show, much better show than this one. It's called the UC campaign. We got a gold award from the service industry award, and yeah, we just got out this weekend, so it's,
Tony, you want to talk about
why we went to the UC campaign?
Sure. Certainly you want to say fresh in front of the audience that you're going out, but you also want them to recognize who you are, Ulster County, you know, and Ulster County Lab was out there a while and experienced Ulster County and what the campaign was there. So we were looking for something that would not go too far away from that, and we talked about how can we best show off all the tourism attractions that are here across multiple platforms, whether it be print, whether it be digital, broadcast media, and UC is where we ended up. It gave us an opportunity to show pictures, to show off what we had, but also to talk about them, whether it be on radio, UC is included lodging opportunities, UC, a world of adventure, a winter wonderland, so it went across the seasons as well. UC and Autumn Escape, we were able to work with that. And that's really where we came up with the concept, got together with Rick's office and fine-tuned it, and then we came out with it this last year. And, we're proud of this award because we were thinking about working on it, and we put together a really lovely campaign, and we'll continue to use that moving in 2016. There'll be some tweaking along the way, as there always is, but that's kind of where that campaign came from, and our thought process has been today.
So just to summarize some of the issues that we need in 2015, in spring and summer, just to give everyone an idea of what's constantly evolving over the course of sort of looking at the community, about most of them, the majority of the budget working for. And over the last 5 years, we've continued to diversify the spend of that digital advertising. From Google, the digital ad networks, I'm going to touch on. I don't want to do death by PowerPoint. I want to do a very brief background. We did radio in critical mass in a number of markets. New York, the New York metropolitan area, which includes New York's fiber in the city of Ohio, Northern New Jersey, Fairfield, Connecticut. That New York metropolitan area represents 90% of the Ulster County market. So advertising in the New York metro, we have limited dollars. There's other places to spend and other places to pull from. But that $1 million is where we have to run over the last 5 years to continue to build trips. Digital advertising networks, I challenge everyone, it's quite applicable. If you search, you want to buy a computer, or you search Orlando, Florida, or something like that, Google, or Bing, or whatever it may be, and then you leave that website, and you just start people going through the course of the day, you're seeing boxes of all the way around these banner ads, promoting Orlando or showing you a hard drive or Institute of Brazil, you probably figured out that word in an accident. So we've been doing a lot of this advertising. We literally went from, I think, $5 or $10 grand the first year, and now it's 30% of our advertising spend. So we're following people around in a really smart way and leveraging $1 million because they're looking for us. They're looking for an upstate vacation. They're looking for the Catskills. They're looking for a topic that's relevant to us, mountain biking, horse scale, food ranch, maybe they're searching Emerson, whatever it may be, we're contextually relevant to them as well as Emerson. So we're following them around, but we're giving you some dollars. In like manner, we're using digital AdWords, which was SharePoint with Google AdWords. Someone can search in the search engine service where at the top of side of the Google service. So that's a very small source of dollars. We're planning to only increase that as we continue to look at advertising, ad tech, as it evolves. I'll also say we're planning to recommend YouTube advertising to leverage our videos more for people that we're potentially relevant to. Social media advertising, which we did quite a bit last year. We have a slide that's going to show the progress. But once again, we're very proud that we're able to show tangible numbers. That I think will reflect a lot of the things that are going in the right direction for the there, the website's been very effective, but it's out of date. We're in the process of building a new website for Ulster County Live. We have some comps to show you what that would look like. And we have an email address for that. In the fall, we did do some print. We followed up with our radio audience in New York City. Social media, Google AdWords, website, we're constantly refreshing content for a lot of reasons. We had email blasts. And then this winter, print social media, Google AdWords, website, newsletter. So we have a program we believe very strongly, and the numbers demonstrate that we're taking less outlets for only one more. We're taking 20 things and not being effective. And that's our philosophy, and it's a very commonly adopted philosophy with our late October, sort of appearance at a new area store, we call FanForms, where we invite various writers to come and check out a lot of sites, and we're still cultivating benefits from that PR tour, with more coming at some of the sites in the Facebook stats. So we're looking at 2014, nearly a 50% increase in total likes. So certainly a very good direction for building Facebook as a place. And the reason that's important is we post something, and we don't have an audience to show it to you. It's true full of anybody here. So we think that's a very important increase and a very important metric, and we need to continue to do more. You know, it better be 10,000 if we're going to let it this year or more, or we're going to take a hard look at what we need to do. And did you want me to touch on this?
All right.
Yeah, so we were on our Ulster County Live website, we weren't getting enough organic traffic to our video page. So this year, we created a sugar rush of external traffic, people actually looking for us. And we created a significant increase to the website visits. And in total, for video page, I think total 24% of our website traffic is paid of people that are actually looking for us.
I will say one thing about this basis. That county executive has been treated by a year, sort of advisor, about 7 years ago. And we do listen to these people. And one of the things that they meet quarterly, I want to drink and Kathy will tell you how responsive we try to be. About 6-7 years ago, from the hotel at Cambridge, and said, you know, we'd love to have you. We're also on our website, so we're taking from the visitor website, and they can click on to the audio stuff. And it's been very effective. So, as you can see, we had almost 400 referrals in 2015. It does translate into real business, but they need to tell us what the real business is. I do not have a percentage. That's something we need to work on to find out. This year, we're trying to get some tennis and get that in the year. But it's been very effective.
Just to clarify for everyone, those 3,300 referrals is from our, from Ulster County website. It was booking agent going to these various properties.
Yeah.
So that's the occupancy tax actually really creating a very direct benefit.
I'll be happy to take this one. Because it's good news. 2014, visitor spending, their state is always a year behind, but it was $514 million. We increased with $8 million over 2013. We increased in the fifth consecutive year. The $514 million breaks down 45% of business spending in capital in Asia, which is also smaller than Green and Delaware. was second in the Hudson Valley, which is a very, very good West Texas number one. And for the second year in a row, we were way behind Texas County. The second year in a row, Jordan and Cindy were ahead of Texas County. So they had 599 million in 2014. We're happy with numbers. We've been trending upwards for the last 5 years, and we hope to keep going on that going forward. Also, the occupancy tax, again, was the highest ever in 2015. This is in the fourth quarter. Record numbers for the total, which is $1.3 million, so 8.9% increase over the previous year. These are the highest numbers since we began, the county began tracking them in since 2004. There's a number of ways that we measure our success. This is one of them. The tourism spending is another one. Also, visits to our website and other social media is another way to track how we're doing. And we determine where we're going to market and where we're going to spend our
money. And is it your recommending that we continue to celebrate the culture? We believe we have plenty of footage to give a taste of Ulster County, and New York Metro. We are planning for a web video, the first game, the golf video is we're excited about, a giant shopping guide, and continue to take a hard look at the marketing factors that we have been using. We are going to be recommending, doing more visual advertising, so that's trackable form of advertising, but we don't want to abandon the door cancer to some of the others because it creates a critical mass for more consumers. We need to make that media mix is really the key. A 9% increase in bed tax and overtake Dutchess County, which is historically always a bigger tourism market. These are very good indicators that there's some physical things happening. And this spring, there'll be a new website. The current website is very out of date. It's going to be a responsive site. It'll optimize by device, whether you're on an iPhone, whether you're on a tablet, or a desktop. It'll optimize by device. So we have communications now. That actually impacts our organic search as well. So this is only going to make it easier to be more successful having this home base for the future. This is just a sample of what
it is. There's a couple other things we ran out of room on the website, but on the PowerPoint. We also plan to produce a new hiking guide that includes an updated trail map on the state and how important trails are in the Virgin County's able to plan all the way to the and also we had there's a large group tour business here in the county. We are reaching out to them to get more of a presence on the website and in advertising. If any of you have ever come down to the Strand and seen the Rip Van Winkle Pension boats down there with the five buses on any given day. This year I went intergroup tour business, about 47 people on our bus. This year, because I happen to like spiders on this, and because of my job to chosen drugs and go around the county, I worked a lot of farm markets. We heard, I was there one Saturday afternoon, she had six buses on a Saturday afternoon. People just coming up from the city. I get really depressed when it seems like she's the one that's pushing the business. But we're helping to make it, get that on our website, attract more groups to our operators so we can get more service. Okay.
This is basically just a picture of what the website is. We're currently building it. But this is following the model principles. You can be responsive. You can put your state right on the home page. You can find calendars. You can find. It's a very pleasing site. We're very excited to launch it. This spring is going to be an asset that the county can really help us for coming on. Thank you for the chance to present this
today.
Thank you, Josh.
Any questions for Josh next year?
Josh, yeah, thank you. And I have to be a little into you because I happen to write to it, but not that much. But my question is on Schedule B media guide. Do you have that in front of you?
No.
I'm just curious as to what the mix is going to be like kind of going forward. You mentioned that, you know, a lot of it's going to be, digital based, but, you know, what the fun, not asking you if you have your analytics here.
Oh, I can see.
No, go ahead. You're doing fine. I had to talk to Chris earlier today, so just FYI, I don't know. Regardless, just wondering that awesomeness of, like, you know, how much is Stockton has been in that radio, what do you think is, you know, where are you spending your dollars?
We certainly want to increase digital. Last year we spent $30,000 on it.
Yeah.
I would love to pay $50,000. You know, we haven't had a chance to really finalize our recommendations and collaborate a little bit. But that's kind of, you know, we want to keep going in that direction. We also don't want to spend too little. For example, if we're going to do a TV campaign, we may forego radio for a year. But no,
because there's
not enough money to do both well. I'd rather leverage our video footage to keep, you know, we have so much great stuff, and we want to get that visual experience. We'll find that from radio as a recommendation. Which have you had a chance to weigh in on that?
We're going for radio, wait.
By the way, we're dropping radio.
those are the types of recommendations that we're going to make. We definitely want rich feedback. You know, he's on the ground talking to the property in New York. But, you know, we're going to really need that. We're really going to need this advice.
All right, so you're thinking a little bit more in terms of our honorary practice, but I think we should know we can get more and more TV.
Yeah, you know, what we're going to do is
including the TV production can also obviously be part of the website. You know, that's
the real asset.
Yeah.
I think, you know, if you look at, you know, this is what digital does, it's so trackable. So from people that are actually working with us, you can actually track them coming to our site, look how long they were on the site, where they went, and if the ad's not working, like the description or the banner, we can just change the creative out and make a decision. So it's really a very powerful medium. We have a lot of clients in different industries. Visual is delivering. We also believe in that media mix, and that's what we're trying to do with that.
And just so you know, at the end of the year, we did have some discussion about radio. And, you know, I love being on the marketing spending, but the number of spots you get for $50,000 or $60,000 is not what we would like it to be. So we were discussing tables for using parcels to get out of the structure. The local radio.
We have our options. One thing about radio is it doesn't have that mass reach, and it still delivers the traditional radio. There's streaming radio out there. There's so many other options.
Look at Pandora next year, by way of example, which is a very informative media for all the time. We work in a lot of different industries, so we work in healthcare for a whole annual for 2 years, not being as much liable to use and source. So, you know, that is a benefit that at least DeepMind won't be able to do. I'm going to take two of them. The first one being Google AdWords and the second one being advertisers. That whole term is, you know, if they're on Google and they're searching a term that are relevant to us, something to do, a saving location, whatever those terms are, that's what the advertiser is based on, and we're able to grant them how they can actually looking for us. We're able to target a geography that's relevant to us too, so we're not buying ads in California. We're selecting, you know, primarily the New York metropolitan market, which is more, we have the best shot in getting up here, unlike going up, you know, to the Adirondack or something like that. That's our sweet spot.
So does that mean that the new website is integrated with the media?
We already construct, so Google AdWords is paid, it's not considered as multimedia. But yes, the great thing is we already can track what comes not only from Google AdWords, we can track what comes from social media to the site as referral sources. So one of the stats that we have is referrals from people
on social media, there was a significant increase in Facebook alone, primarily because we went from 5,000-6,000 likes to 8,000 likes. So that audience is So we have 47% increase in referrals to the website from Facebook. So that has a direct correlation by having somebody from Facebook. Well, of course, we're not doing the economic development. But digital advertising, the manner as the problem you were at, they're more targeted on profiles. So women are primary decision makers for vacation, and a lot of our advertising goes to women 25 to 64 in the New York City demographic that have a propensity to travel. So that's how we're targeting our digital ads. Much more scientific than buying an ad in sales. But not that there's anything wrong with that. But this is the best use of limited dollars. If we, if it was a much bigger budget, we'd have to be having a different conversation. But with the resources in front of us, we think that's a really small thing to do, and to spend more money there because we have a better shot in turning that into dollars.
Yeah, if I could just talk about the strategy on Facebook, there is a strategy. It definitely comes out of Rick's office as far as a lot of the execution. The strategy is doing some of the sharing of other events that are going on in the area, trying to get the fans that may like other things that maybe they don't like what they have for them. So there's a strategy, and that was behind not only paying person for our ads to get out there for people who like to pay, but also to go out and interact and engage with people who are out here. If they were liking other pages, make sure they know about what the county and tourism site as well. They could get even more information. Maybe if they just like the kind of fairs, for example. Let's get on the page and let them know if there's also anything to do. But come out here, but there's other things to do too.
Sure,
yeah, exactly.
Well, that's from
with social media, we haven't prepared ourselves for
At one point, we were neck and neck with Sullivan County, but we were behind them probably by about 3,000, and that's when we surpassed them last year, and then they went back up above us. So we do pick out most counties in the area, but we also were realistic about it. Somebody has tripled the amount of it, or what's looking really different. But there are benchmarks, and we get on calls weekly and discuss them. What can we analyze, what are the analytics saying? The ads that we ran, for example, our first ever video, all right, how many plays did we get out of that last week? We're taking a look at that as far as benchmarks. We talked earlier in the year, we want to see where we are in our website, because it was a huge mark for us.
We had 6% growth in website traffic. Now that we're going to have this new asset, it's going to be a much different policy. The website is going to empower us to significantly grow our traffic as a result. We think also doing a paid digital advertising is going to ensure that as well, people that will want to do it. The website? This spring. I mean, when I say this spring, I'm pushing my team for 6 weeks.
But, you know, certainly before we spend, you know, anything that's involved in that,
Tony will tell you how many people. Well, first of all, I don't like to deal with the advertising crap. You get tons of requests, but it doesn't make any sense. Unless it's an event or something, it doesn't make any sense to advertise. It's all about when people advertise. So that's where our advertising is. Anything else, guys? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I move Resolution 13 for the second.
Mayor Ring. Second one for the second Mayo. Yes, very good. This year's contract compared to last year's.
Within a couple of
times. Was better on radio.
Okay. So, just to make sure that I'm clear, I understand, the schedule B, A is the retainer fee of $96,000. The website is being updated from the new website. The media buys in I, and then I guess if I click further down, the 15%, that's on page 17, by the way, look at it in 3-4, look at 15% of the TV and electronic media, so we could be somewhere, I guess, in the year of $96,000, plus that 15%, $121,000, which is essentially just a fee out of the 313 that I got. So the 15% plus the 96, we're saying, in terms of those fees specifically, in terms of things that are direct to you guys, which is your fees. So the other stuff, the commercial, the other stuff you see that you're spending money on. So in terms of a tangible, actual product.
Third party. So the county's paying this amount of dollars. And then when you say the company inflation is worse, it's given the commission. And I don't know the industry, is that something that's just standard within the industry?
Yes.
So for this particular contract, in the event that you don't get a commission, then the county needs to pay you above and beyond this particular contract.
So the spend amount, the commission is not, you're going to gross charge, it's just net, will mark up 15% as growth in the but most of the media we're buying is continuing to 15% stay up, because Renee is being up.
But in 5. And I'm just trying to understand this.
Sure, no problem.
So in 5, in the event that they're not giving you information, then you're coming back to the county for that permission.
Yes.
So whether it's disclosed or not, what I'm trying to get is that amount above and beyond this particular contract. In other words, at some point, if somebody come back to the city and say, oh, by the way, you owe us X amount of dollars, that's covered.
It's
in
the total.
Yeah,
but
yeah, no,
it's all within that.
That total.
And in that case, the media advisor wouldn't see whatever that 165 number is.
And just again, there's three ways that people are compensated. There's the AOT, which covers, you know, the three or four people working on the accounting, the expenses, the media commission, and then other fees, which are the website builder, the IP, and so forth. You know, this is the, you know, the standard way, you know, people are compensated.
Well, thank you for educating.
Any other questions? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Thank you. All right, resolution number 93, approving the execution of the contract amendment causing the aggregate contract amount to be in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county. Next Step Digital LLC, Department of Information Services. I don't see Sylvia, but I believe Deputy Executive Ken Fennell. Like my copy.
I don't know what I'm doing.
The Deputy Executive, I'm trying to head off Legislator Rodriguez in the future. But I respectfully request that the Department of Education speak to these others. Put my son on hold. Thank you. Excellent sketching.
In fact, I'm enforcing them. I'm working on that. Sharon Ross and I have had a couple of conversations. I'm trying to solve the problem. Mm-hmm.
I will. Some information.
Just take me to your website. Okay. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. So, you know, it's Bob is one who oversees the department, and Bob's not here, and Sylvia's the department, and she's not here. We went through the same thing last month. We had the same thing with, it happened in law enforcement, and it happened in economic development. And God bless Mr. Connell last meeting, I believe I gave you kudos at the time, did really the best he could with regards to, even with the volume of contracts that we actually had, specifically with regards to this department. And we said at that meeting, can you make sure that one of the two of them shows up at the next meeting? And here, this is a really small contract, especially by comparison to the ones we approved last month. So for forensics, so we just make one of them show up.
Thank you.
I think you'll keep
doing that. Is that until next week, or let's not put it off to the month?
Okay.
We'll do it next. What's your playground, this particular one?
I'll move it.
Anyone else? Jim? Jennifer? Mary Beth?
I'm good.
Wow. I'm going to quote that. Is that okay?
I have a second. I see the
The resolution has been motioned and seconded. Is there any further discussion?
Outside of hackers?
No.
Hearing none, or in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Lastly, both myself, legislators Lapp, Berkey, Bill Figlio, and Lauren, and Allen, went up to NYSAC in Albany both Monday and Tuesday for the NYSAC conference, the fall conference, winter conference. And once again, it was discussed, I know Legislator Lapp and myself, and I believe Lauren were in talking about the broadband, and what the governor's initiative is going to be is to divide up the state by the 10 regional councils, and have an RFP go out to, from each regional council. And it's going to be on a fairly fast track. I believe they're sending them out March 1st, and they want them back by April 15th for, by providers of broadband internet services in each area. So.
And then they're going to come through to us?
Well, you have the Time Warner merger. You have a lot of things going on in that industry, but they're looking for the best value. I mean, the governor's initiative, I believe, by 2019, he wants the entire state to have broadband service. So, but as they said, internet is not a luxury anymore. It's a necessity everywhere. Yes.
Thanks, sir. So we held off last month, though, on that study, correct?
That's correct.
Just my own expectation. How do we know that the state and Time Warner Cable are going to identify that whether or not there is a being underserved?
Well,
that's
what I was saying. How do we really trust it? This is kind of a high priority we're working on weekly, and I think the recommendation is still good one to hold up on their study. We have a better sense. I mean, the market, the way we're getting this fully changed radically over the last couple of weeks with the announcement of the merger. I mean, we're on top of it, and we'll talk more with you closely with it.
In 5 years, we might not be able to use
nothing. Nothing's changed in the last couple of years.
I think the other concern is affordability, so I think you'd like to hear more for the the price is already high enough. They talk about accessibility for rural areas, but they're also about the
accessibility. Well, certainly. Sure. Clearly, it couldn't be more expensive for the larger thing.
But then they have programs, you know, certain people might have access to very poor, and it's made that they're so set, so that's just quite even more.
And again, we're still waiting for questions to get to this one. I mentioned that, Jim. I want to thank a lot of members of the committee who are actually against all the breakfast we had about the repo on the Enterprise program. I appreciate all the patients
Any old business? Anything anybody wants to talk about briefly?
No. Well,
Andrew, thank you for your input. Is there a motion to adjourn?
No. Catching
anything?
No.
All right. Everybody?
I know.
Thank you for your input. Take care.